I'm Christine Dean, and this is Live from Studio A. And we are welcoming back to the studio today an American duo who actually plays a lot of traditional Finnish folk music. They're called Kaivama, and they have a guest with them today, Taija Niku, who is a Finnish accordionist. Welcome, guys.
Hello.
Thank you.
Well, great to have you guys back, and welcome, Taija. That is really exciting to have you here today. Well, let's hear a tune, and then we'll come back and we'll find out. You guys were here a couple years ago. We'll find out what you've been up to since then, and we'll meet Taija a little bit more, and let's hear what you guys do all together. What do you want to start with?
We will start with Polska I composed a few years ago. Polska is a type of dance, which is common in Finland and Sweden especially, and this is called Flypolska. Thank you.
That is Kaivama with Dea Niku live from Studio A. And starting things out with a polska. Very nice, very nice. Well, let's start with Kaivama, Sarah Pianin and Jonathan Rundman. And what we learned last time that you guys were here, which was a couple of years ago, was that you're both from mining areas. Sarah, you're from Hibbing originally, and Jonathan, you're from Ishpeming, Michigan. And you're in the Twin Cities right now? Is that right? Is that where you're based?
Yes. Hibbing?
Okay. How long have you been there?
I have been there 5 years now.
Mm-hmm. And I have been there for 10 years.
Okay. Okay. So you both were already kind of there when you started the band.
Yeah, we were there for many years without knowing one another. And when we met each other, it's almost like the band started before our relationship did or our friendship did, because the music sort of happened first and then we had to get to know each other as human beings after the music.
And you come from slightly different musical backgrounds as well. Sarah, you had more of a classical background. Jonathan, you had kind of a rock background.
Yep.
But you've converged on this sort of Finnish folk music that you do. And when you were last year, you'd only been together about a year and a half. So I'm kind of curious about how things have evolved for you since then.
Well, we've been really, really busy since we were here last. The time we were here before was really at the beginning of our touring life as a band. And yeah, I think when we were here, we'd been together about a year, actually, because we were here in June, I remember, and we were really brand new and hadn't really toured much at that point. And ever since then, we've been on tour full-time all over the country.
Well, you had made some good connections, though, because you were here with Arto Järvelä, who is a very well-known Finnish performer. So, and you've performed in Finland, and right? And
we've performed in Finland separately, but never as Kaivama.
Really? As of now, you have never performed there as Kaivama?
That's right.
Oh, goodness.
It's on our list of things to do.
I'm surprised by that. but you both had individually. That's kind of cool. You perform around the Twin Cities, and what other places do you go, and where else is there a demand for the kind of music that you do? Because it's a little unusual.
Well, we've traveled all over the country and into Canada, and we play many different types of venues, from house concerts to theater shows to festivals that are both geared towards Scandinavian music in particular, or even just folk music or world music.
Okay. I think when you were here before, I'm not sure if you had added vocals to what you do.
They were just ambient, and I'm not sure we had.
No, I don't think we did.
Yeah. So when did that arrive, and why did you decide to add vocals to your...
Oh, pretty recently, repertoire? But both Jonathan and I enjoy singing, and we thought it would be a good addition. We just needed some time to work up some tunes. Mm-hmm.
And neither one of you, I don't think, grew up with Finnish folk music around you, right? Is that...
In some way I did. I grew up with Finnish vocal tunes around me, but not this sort of Finnish fiddling per se that I'm doing now.
So you've kind of been adding to your repertoire, you know, throughout your career, I would think.
And yeah.
How do you pick up new tunes, and how do you know that they're a good fit for what you guys do?
I think we're writing original music now that is taking on its own identity as we're a duo. So we've been playing a lot of new original tunes and new arrangements of traditional stuff and adding vocals, like you mentioned. We've been trying other instruments. So I think, you know, when we started, we were primarily a fiddle and guitar instrumental group. But now we've been getting more adventurous with our arrangements and composing and instrumentation.
Okay. And that must be a lot of fun to kind of play with the conventions of what, you know, you started out doing and kind of adding to it and adding your own thing to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have any, like, rules for how far you can stray from, you know, kind of a base of
a
you know, the music that you started with?
Well, we've never had a band discussion about that. Jonathan and I might feel differently. I don't know. But it just tends to work itself out once we start working with the arrangements, because we both put our personalities into it, and then it just becomes what it becomes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And there's something about being a duo that means there's only so much you can do with each of us playing an instrument or singing, and we're both multi-instrumentalists, so we like to switch around. But the fact that we're a duo, it's sort of it's one of those things where the limitation is fruitful, because if it you know, with only two of us, it forces us to be really creative and do what we can with what we've got.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's that makes us have more. I don't know. Our arrangements tend to be kind of geared towards duo performance, which I think makes it kind of interesting and fun.
Mm-hmm. But you do have the good fortune to work with other people like Dea here and Arto. So that must be kind of fun to add another person to the mix. And how does that change up what you do? And how often do you do that? Is it just kind of situational, you know?
I think it's been always with a Finnish musician from Finland. And it started early in our group when we started working with Arto, which is when we saw you here last. And that was so much fun that since then we've had a chance to collaborate with other Finnish artists who've been touring in the United States. So back in April, we played at University of Minnesota in Minneapolis with a touring group of folk musicians from Finland. And, you know, we did a set, they did a set, and we collaborated together. And that was really fun. And now Teija is here with us on a tour for 2 weeks, and we're halfway through it right now. And that's kind of also in that same format where a Finnish folk musician comes to the United States, and then we can sort of pick them up at the airport and have a lot of fun playing music together.
Great. Well, and Teija, we're going to talk with you next, but let's hear another song first. Well, actually, you know what? I want to ask you guys one more thing. Your most recent album you did with Arto, right?
Yeah.
And that came out in the fall?
Yep.
Right?
And it came out in Europe 2 months ago.
Okay. So tell me about making that album.
That was made on tour a year ago when we were on a Midwestern trip with Arto. And over about a year, we had done 3 different tours all over North America with him. And that built up a repertoire of trio material that we had a lot of fun playing. And some of it had never been recorded before. And some of it was new. And we really had fun learning those tunes and playing those tunes, and we thought we should document our new material together. And we thought maybe we'd make an EP with 6 tunes or something. But when we got in the studio, we'd been out on the road so long, we had developed a whole ton of stuff, and it ended up turning into a full-length album. So it was recorded on a day off while we were on tour at a studio in Cincinnati, Ohio. And then after the album came out, then we toured the West Coast in support of the album with Arto, and then he came back last fall to do some shows with us in the Midwest, and we launched the record here in Minnesota with Arto in person.
Okay. Well, let's hear another song, and then we'll come back and talk with Teija a little bit.
Should we play Veli Aikainen?
Yeah.
Since we're talking about adding vocals, this is a traditional Finnish tune that Sarah and I started playing around Christmas time that has singing in it. And when Teija came to the States, she knew the tune as well. So now we get to play it as a trio and sing it with 3 harmony parts, which is really fun. Mm-hmm.
Ihmisen huulinen ja murheinen, se on vain väliaikainen. Illon hetki ja myös hölkyvin riemuinen, se on vain väliaikainen. Tämä elo, me riemu ja rikkaus, sekä rinnassa riehuva rakkaus. Ja pettymys tuo tota tosiaan, väliaikaista kaikki on vaan. Tämä elo, me riemu ja rikkaus, sekä rinnassa riehuva rakkaus. Ja pettymys tuo tota tosiaan, väliaikaista kaikki on vaan. Our life with its worries and misery is as short as a summer's night. The moments of happiness cease to be like a bird flying out of sight. All the ways of life with our joy and pride and the love that burns somewhere deep inside. Our broken dreams, our hopes so high, they are all only passing by. All the ways life with their joy and pride, the love our broken dreams, our hopes so high, they are all only passing by. And the fragrance that comes from the fairest flower disappears with the winds of fall. And the sweet days of youth only last 1 hour, then they're gone from us once and for all. All the charms you find in your dearest one, all that tender beauty will soon be gone. All the days you smile and the nights you cry, they are all only passing by. All the charms you find in your dearest one, all that tender beauty will soon be gone. All the days you smile and the nights you cry, they are all only passing by.
That is Kavima with Dea Niku live from Studio A. Well, example of a song with vocals that they've added to their repertoire. Well, Dea, welcome. It's great to have you here in the studio for the first time. And you are playing the accordion, and you started when you were very young, right?
Yes, I started to play the two-row accordion, which is a diatonic instrument, and it is basically only used in folk music mostly, and like Tex-Mex and Cajun in America. Mm-hmm. And that was the instrument I started with, so it was really natural to play folk music. And this instrument I now play is a Finnish five-row chromatic accordion, which I started to play when I was 10 years old.
Okay.
And then I started to play different styles of music as well, but folk music has always been there for me.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned the diatonic, is that what you said?
Yes.
Is that something that's also, you know, you mentioned it has, it's used in some styles here. Is it also in Finnish, in Finland, is it something that's used regularly?
Yeah, it has been in Finland like for many centuries before this big accordion came to the country, and then this kind of like jazz accordion took over, and these older folk musicians, Pelimanni musicians, they were always playing this two-row accordion. And after this chromatic accordion came, then these old folk musicians were really angry because they lost their job at the playing for dances, like old-time dance music, because people wanted to do swing dance and tango and that kind of stuff. So that was really sad for them.
Oh, okay. Because the different accordion came into popularity.
Yeah, because this,
popularity.
And that's why maybe that's the reason they started to call it the devil's instrument. Because it
the
kind
devil's
of,
instrument.
Yeah.
It looks harmless from here, but
yeah.
But I actually read somewhere that sometimes you actually do. You still play the other one, that you kind of miss the simplicity of that one sometimes.
Yes, I still play it, and mm-hmm. I play it on this tour as well.
Oh, okay.
So it's like, mm-hmm. And you can study that instrument in Sibelius Academy folk music department and be a pro. Some people play only that instrument and develop their style. Like do some ambient music on that instrument, so it's not just for this kind of old time accordion music anymore. But you can do many different things.
Okay, and you just mentioned the Sibelius Academy, and you studied
yes.
there. Will you tell us a little bit about that for people who might not know about it?
Well, Sibelius Academy is the only music university in Finland, and we have many different departments for classical music, music education, jazz, and music technology, arts management. And then there's been folk music since 1983. And that was kind of a revolutionary thing for Finnish folk music education, that you can start to be a be a professional folk musician, because before that there had been some people who were more well known, like from Kaustinen or these older Pelimanni folk musicians, but never in that kind of university, in that university level, that you can actually get a degree in folk music.
Mm-hmm. And it's a fairly well-known academy around the world, isn't it?
Yes, I guess so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do people come from other countries to study there, or is it mostly Finnish people?
Well, yes, I think, yeah, especially in classical music and also jazz music. Mm-hmm. So it is quite common.
And I also heard that although you you play a variety of music, the music of the Balkans is kind of your main specialty. Is that true?
Yes, that is something I did my degree work when I studied the master's degree. In the bachelor degree education, you kind of have to learn to play the old style Finnish folk music and then compose your own music, and even like ancient music, like Kalevala tradition, which is the oldest tradition in Finland from the Karelian area. But then when you start to do your master's degree, then you are supposed to develop yourself even more. And since I had been playing Finnish folk music since I was a child, I thought that I would want to try something different, so that kind of helped me to stay interested in playing this instrument and find new things.
Mm-hmm. Is there a connection between those two kinds of music?
Yeah, I guess so. It can sound very, very difficult and very strange at first for people, but there is something similar to Finnish folk songs, like harmonies and these kind of things, and it can be really fast and tempting, or then it can be really slow and beautiful. So, and the Balkan area is really big, like in different countries, in Serbia, Bulgaria, Macedonia, Romania, they have, all these countries have their own distinctive style in the music, which I didn't recognize if some music was from Serbia or if it was from Bulgaria, but now that I've studied it, now I can tell.
Oh, okay.
So that's something interesting to learn.
Mm-hmm. And you are in or have been in several different groups, is that right? Including the Polka Chicks?
Yes, the Polka
Which I love, Chicks. I love that name.
Yeah, Polka Chicks is the band which is working the most. I think we have been to United States 5 times already. And people here seem to like it a lot. And we love to come here because the audience is very nice and they respond to us. And
That's great that you've been here 5 different times. And then and then with the other groups that you're in, it sounds like you don't play with them quite as much, but it sounds like you do a variety of styles with the different groups
that
you've been with.
Yes, and yeah, we have some gigs every year with all my groups. And then I do also like solo gigs, mm-hmm. company gigs, play old Finnish folk music or old Finnish accordion classics. That's something I also do quite a lot. And then I teach small children right now to play accordion as well.
That must be fun.
That is fun. I like it. It can be sometimes exhausting, but anyway, I like it. And it's nice to see that children are so open-minded, that they don't have maybe that kind of idea of this instrument like we have when it's been in the old days, that they can play any music, they can play pop music on accordion, and they just think that it's really cool with all the buttons and you can make a big sound.
Now, there must be smaller size accordions for the children.
Yes, there are.
That is not a small instrument.
Yeah. Yes, and it always is a surprise for the parents that these instruments are quite expensive, mm-hmm. like even the small accordions for children. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you have to be a little bit serious about learning the instrument that you can, yeah, put the money on that.
I think that's true here too of different instruments when people are trying to learn.
Yeah,
their parents have to be prepared for it.
Yes,
that it's going to cost something. Well, let's hear another song. What do you guys want to finish up with here?
Yeah, we're going to play a Swedish waltz, which is composed by a Swedish fiddler named Hans Gennemark. He's quite well known in Scandinavia and Sweden. And this is called I denna ljuva.
That is Kaivama and Deaniku live from Studio A. And I don't think you mentioned this already. How did you guys meet each other? How did you guys start playing together?
Deja and her music partner in Polka Chicks, Kukka, were on a U.S. tour. And a friend of mine asked me if I might be able to host them in my house. And this was just about the time when Kaivama was starting. And so they came and stayed with me. And although we didn't play together as two bands during that time, we jammed a little bit. And then we met in 2011 in San Diego for FinFest. We were both booked to play that festival. And then we jammed a little bit more, just this time on stage. And then we kept it in mind for years that it would be really fun to do something together. And finally, it has materialized.